What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
I do want to address this text because it is kind of interesting. But I think we can debunk it a little bit because somebody says on the text line, any chance, all the alumni there last night knew something that we don't know. Is Bill Self done after this game? So to play both sides, we are now at the point in Bill Self's career where any year could be his last year. And I think everybody would be like, "Yeah, it's
fine."
Are
we going to get to the Andy Reid level of this where probably we're reporting Bill Self is retiring before he is, right?
We kind of know who his, at least an hypothesis would say that his coach in waiting might be Jock Vaughn.
I would imagine that's probably the guy.
Yeah. Nobody in Lawrence, I think, disagrees with that move.
Nope.
Jock's got a lot of experience in the college game and the pro game as well.
Yep. Well, he coached the Nets, so I don't know. That's like coaching a junior high, you know? But he's dealt with that mess, you know?
Yeah, so it's there's that. But also, like, those two rows, for those of you that follow Kansas, know that those are always filled. I mean, I think the Morris twins are like living in Lawrence right now.
They have half a duplex. Game. Angel runs it. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're down there for most games as well. But Sherron Collins is there a lot.
I love that he was there. That's so cool. Yeah. I love when he's there.
He's always around.
He was my favorite.
Yeah.
He just won a state title at Oak Park last year in high school basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's coaching in the area.
Yes, he's coaching. That's right.
You know, Elijah Johnson and his wife are doing coaching in the area. We were at a game 2 weeks ago. We're like, is that Elijah Johnson on the court coaching? And we're like, oh my God, it is. He's out there coaching girls basketball at one of the Blue Valley schools. And
sick.
Yeah, it was like him and his wife are doing some really cool things with high school basketball and just basketball in general, I guess, here in Kansas City. And I'm like, God, that looks like Elijah Johnson. And one of the other guys, Tim's like, I think that is Elijah Johnson. And sure enough, yeah, Elijah Johnson out there coaching. So these guys are around and it's a big Monday game. It's Houston. It has nothing to do with whether or not it's going to be Bill's last game or not.
Yeah, I don't think so.
They just want to be there and be part of what's going on. It's been that way forever at KU. There's always been the alums coming back. I mean, you see the atmosphere. Who wouldn't want to be
Hell
there for
yeah.
a game, right?
It's a brotherhood.
Is the NBA still on hiatus right now?
I do want to read you this headline on ESPN right now with the vampire in studio. He's not in studio. He's in his basement. That is Mel Kiper, the mock vampire. Here's Mel Kiper's Fernando Mendoza comp for the NFL.
Okay.
Mendoza has a similar skill set to Matt Ryan and in some ways Peyton Manning.
Okay, I'm going
to
go home. This was the guy who stumped for Shedeur Sanders. I mean, I got nothing else to add but that.
Matt Ryan, Peyton Manning. So
I told you the Mel Kiper story about how he got this job, right? So
yeah, he's a vampire.
Well, when this whole thing started back in the early 80s, my friend Howard Balzer was working for ESPN at the time, and he was like the Mel Kiper guy before Mel Kiper, and then Kiper snaked the job from him and has been there ever since, sitting on top. And so he just early on in the draft just established himself as the draft expert and put out the manuals and all. I used to subscribe to them and get all the Mel Kiper stuff before you had the ability to do this on your computer. You had books that would come in the mail, you know? And so he just established himself and cornered the market basically on the NFL draft. He's never right.
No.
His mocks are one of the worst mock drafts out there. But again, what does that go back to? Perception. Mel Kiper has created this perception
that
he is the end-all, be-all when it comes to the NFL draft. And who's the first person we look at when a mock draft comes out?
Jay Binkley.
It's Mel effing Kiper. Oh. I mean, it really is. It's the same with the NBA. Their perception is that they're you know, a bad league or whatever you want to perceive it as. The perception for Mel Kiper is he is the end-all, be-all when it comes to the draft.
That guy's an idiot, man.
Mel Kiper said this, and Mel Kiper said that. This whole world is just perception. It's how you perceive things. And he comes up there on ESPN, and we all freeze and go, what's Mel Kiper saying? Even though he's never been right.
I heard Goff and Purdy as a comp for Mendoza. I liked that more.
Yeah, better than Peyton Manning yeah. and MVP Matt Ryan.
I mean, come on, man. Like,
five reasons Mel Kiper's a vampire. Number one, never seen him in daylight. Uh-huh, number two, no crosses.
Fact. Number three, no cell phone.
Number three, never seen his reflection. Number four, reports are from ESPN, most of his food, no garlic. Number five, reports. Hair.
Hello, America.
Tell me that's not a vampire on the left side of your screen.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's crazy.
I want to take Mendoza.
Here's his draft. Who's he got going to nine to the Chiefs? Jeremiah Love. So that's not happening.
Huh.
No.
He has Caleb Downs going two to the Jets.
Wow. Yeah, that's not happening either, but that means, I mean, yeah, Caleb Downs is good.
Reason number six, steel or whatever they can't have, metal. That's werewolves.
They can't have metal. Yeah, that's werewolves.
Doesn't like wooden steaks.
Yeah, wooden steaks. There
never seen Mel Kiper eat a kebab.
Because blood tastes like metal.
Yeah.
Kebab.
Yeah, dude.
Reports are he's having less garlic.
Supposedly.
Get Caliendo on the line. Let's get his Kiper mock. Yes.
Per sources says Mel Kiper doesn't eat a lot of garlic. You tell me. You ever see Mel Kiper in front of a mirror?
No.
You ever seen him in the sun?
I've never seen him out of his house.
Because he's a vampire.
Except at the draft. I think there is something to be said about that. Like, he never leaves his house.
And draft is when? At night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wonder if he'll get to Pittsburgh. I hear they have a lot of bats there.
Yeah, that dude has a diet of O negative, and that's it, dude. One thing I am worried about that is a negative with the Kansas City Royals is what Vern kind of let us know yesterday, because you kind of asked a question. I was wondering, like, you know, are you worried about the World Baseball Classic for any of the players because maybe they need to probably be more focused staying home? He brings up kind of the name Carlos Estevez, and it's worrisome.
Worse or better afterward. Lugo, Waka, they've been doing it long enough. I could say the same for Carlos Estevez. You know, the thing is with Carlos, like we saw last year in spring training, you know, the velocity's not there at all for Carlos. But at this time last year, that's exactly what was happening. And he, you know, as only he can, kind of laughs it off, and I'll be fine. You know, this is normal. It takes me a while to really get it ramped up. Now, last year he had a back issue. Doesn't seem as if he's dealing with anything right now. But you saw the video of Vinny taking a bridge, and he waves at the ball. Carter Jensen did something similar, and Carlos was waving at the ball. Jack took him oppo, you know, 400 and some odd feet. So he struggles with lefties. And look, if this guy's going to be the closer, I would imagine he's going to be, he needs to be well over 90, right, with that heater. And I don't know if it's there right now. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see. He's got another week here. And if things don't start to turn around for Carlos, I don't know what role he would serve for.
So that's Vern on Estevez, and that's why I told you yesterday, it's like February 23rd, I believe. Yep, today's 24th. Because we've asked, you know, like, what are you going to this season expectation-wise, or who's, you know, kind of on the watch or whatever it may be? And, you know, Cags' name's there. What's Carter Jensen going to do? What is Cole Reagans going to do? How are we going to see Noah Cameron bounce back? And we really didn't talk a whole lot about Estevez, who has one of the most important jobs on this team. And in one of the most intense situations of the game. And I'll tell you right now, I don't have patience for guys that, you know, destroy games in the ninth inning. That's just one thing that I've always hated in baseball. It's made me frustrated. My dad is a very passionate fan about baseball and gets, you know, over-modulated at times when it comes to certain things that are just like, just relax. It's all right. People are going to strike out. But there's one thing I don't like, and that's going into a ninth inning with a run one lead and not feeling safe. And there were times last year, even though Estevez had 42 saves and led baseball in that category, where you still went out there and you're like, I hope he's on it tonight. And now we have this velocity down. He's going to the World Baseball Classic. Obviously, he's going to play for his country. Nothing wrong with that. But that's your ninth inning guy, and nothing's going to really deplete a vibe more than having a couple of early leads and early games of the year and then seeing a guy blow the save. So I wonder, you know, is this just a ramp up because he's getting older in his career, or is this legitimately, Bob, something to actually like kind of put in the back of your mind and say, just remember what Verns was talking about?
That's why I wrote it down yesterday. It was very concerning. You could hear me on the go. I mean, when he started talking about real quick, some breaking news. Detroit? The Atlanta Braves. Oh. No, the Atlanta Braves announced their new TV network this morning. Right. It's going to be called like Braves, whatever. Seconds later, they announced that they have signed Chris Sale to a one-year deal worth $27 million with a $30 million option for club for 2028. I mean, my God, the money that is flowing down in Atlanta right now with Chris Sale. What did Detroit do today? Did they do something?
I think they just got announced the Lions are going to play in Munich.
Oh, they are. Oh, okay. No, this I was sticking with the baseball. Yeah, Braves Vision is their new home for Braves baseball, and then they announce an extension.
Is that what everyone will start doing?
I don't know. I
so
don't
we're
going to
get Royal Vision soon?
You would think if, you know, if
I like
doing
Royal
it right,
Vision. That's got a good ring to it.
It does.
What are you doing tonight? Nothing. Just going to be my Royal Vision.
Royal Vision. Royal Vision. You know, but we'll see.
We'll work on it.
Okay, there's so much to talk about with Estevez because
you got 30 seconds.
I know, but there's just so much because I'm going to talk to you like I used to talk to Josh. Not everybody's Mariano Rivera. Not every ninth inning is going to be clean. Okay?
Nobody's every Wade Davis.
Yeah, exactly right. But to me, when you have a team that's really good and you have a closer that isn't, there's nothing worse in sports than not having a closer finish out Major League Baseball games. We saw that in 2000 with Ricky Blotalico, and that's why he ended up having to trade Johnny Damon to get a closer, Roberto Hernandez, weakening the team, blah, blah, blah. Here we sit. We all know how it plays
followed
out.
Followed by McDougal, followed by Grimsley.
But at least those teams weren't any good. Like, true. You know, and that's where the Chicago White Sox last year, I was watching their spring training game because, yes, that's what I do. I watch spring training baseball now. Some are sicker than others. Right from the Olympics to spring training. Yesterday, right from Florida right to Arizona. I was all over the place yesterday. And one of the things that they were talking about on the White Sox broadcast is they said we actually went out and got a closer this year because we feel like we're going to be in more games and yada yada yada. The last couple of years we weren't. You've got to figure out a way to close out games though. There's nothing more demoralizing because I'm just picturing it right now. The Royals have a 4-3 lead. They did everything they could to win. The guy comes in, lights the gas can on fire, it blows up. The frustrations in the locker room, it happens over and over and over and over again, and you can't get those wins. You can't get past not having a closer. And so for me, after hearing Vern say all of that, Dusty, I think that's a bigger concern for me going into the season than anything lineup related. If Estevez isn't on, it really doesn't matter what the rest of the team does because you can't close out games, and that stinks. And that's something to really monitor as we move forward.
One word.
First name is blank, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
I hope all the kids are in the back seat quoting that sounder. Oatmeal raisin, velociraptor, yes. Everything that has nothing to do with one word. Chiefs do play the Lions this year, correct? Because they play the Rams, the Seahawks, right?
That's a different division.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's a different division.
NFC West.
So they don't play the North.
They don't play the North.
So they're not going to Germany.
And they weren't. Chiefs were third in their division. Lions were
last.
Yeah. So, yeah, they won't play each other. Okay. Let's start with what last night was. KU wins 69-56. Nice. One word on KU winning. Darren Peterson playing the whole game, 14 points for him.
Normal.
He didn't play the whole game, Mac. He played 30 minutes.
He played 30 of the 40 minutes. I don't understand why he wasn't out there the full time. But
come on, Mac. And he has to be taken out of the game, too.
Yeah. Normal.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah,
come on, man. Or he was going back
to play
defense.
Give the real stats, Mac.
I mean, come on, Mac. 6 of 15 from beyond the arc.
He's spewing last night after hours. Lies. E-lies.
Yeah, all lies. No, normal. That's the word I'll use. That was a normal Kansas basketball game last night, you know, and another word I'll use, enjoyable. I mean, it was an enjoyable watch last night. It was a calm, easy game that you never really felt stressed in, you know. Yeah, it was close in the first half. Every game's close at the beginning. It starts 0-0.
Charlie and Juliana shouting out one word. Dawson and Holly quoting it Monday through Friday. Shout out. Go be good
Let's
in school
go.
And have fun with your day. Enjoy life while you're young. My one word is... Bob said it was fun. That was a fun game. My one word would be impressive. coming off that embarrassing loss at home, yet all your fans came out the next day to get the raffle for the seats in the student section, and Bill Self spoke to them.
Bill Self's like, what are you doing here? Yeah. Like, Houston. Yeah. They're like, all right, big game. And let's go win.
They showed up. They won. They move on. Now they got a big one on Saturday at Arizona. So enjoy it, but on to that big, tall, brutal team of Arizona in Arizona. The last night was big.
Royals spring training could have heard him yesterday on 96.5 The Fan. They play again today at 2:05 against the Reds. Right now, four spring training games in for the Royals, 2-2, 500. Oh, I thought this was a playoff team.
These guys are not doing what they need to do to advance it to the next level. This is some serious bull crap,
panic
man.
Button.
Hey, Cags is 2-5.
Here we go. One word on the Royals, though, so far. I know there's not big stories out yet, but one word on spring training games being here.
I love the fact that spring training is being here, but the word I'll use is quiet, and that's what you want. You don't want a lot of news coming out of spring training. It means you don't have a set roster. Mm-hmm. You know, I like going into camp, and you know, people will argue this, but I like going in with your team kind of set where everybody's just getting ready. I don't need position battles. I don't need every, you know, spot on the offensive line open and up for grabs. So it's just a calm, good spring training, and that's what you want. You don't want a lot of storylines coming out, in my opinion anyway, because I think most storylines, as we've seen, are negative.
Mm. My one word would be soon. Kind of like that sunrise that happens earlier and earlier, or the sunset that happens later and later. Soon, those days are coming. And spring training being played on the radio is an indicator that it is right around the corner, because the World Baseball Classic is March 5th.
And we'll stick with that World Baseball Classic before we get to some NFL news. Tarek Skubal says he'll make one start for the USA in the World Baseball Classic before returning to the Tigers. It looks like he'll start against Great Britain.
Joy.
One word. One and done for Tarek Skubal.
Weak. I mean, you know, what NHL player, I'm just going to play one game and come back after the Olympics. Like, this is the big showcase event for Major League Baseball. Right? And you're playing for your country. Ask these hockey players how much that meant to them. I mean, I know it's at a different time of year, but I think it's kind of weak for Tarek Skubal. Like, if you guys win, don't you want to be part of what's going on with Team USA? They beat Japan, they win the gold medal, they win the World Baseball Classic, and you're back in Dunedin, you know, scratching your ass, not being part of that? Like, those are moments that you will never have an opportunity to recreate.
Yeah, man, I don't like this. And that's why I threw it in there last night or yesterday afternoon. I feel like this is one of those things where you're either all in or you're all out.
Yes.
Because the end of the quote that I believe he says is that if they get to the gold game, I'll go back and...
No. Once you leave, you're gone.
Because he says that. He says, if they get to the gold, I'm going to try like hell to convince my team to let me go root on the boys. Nah, man. Like,
oh, you can go root them on, I guess, if you want.
Buy a ticket.
You're not, yeah.
But like, now you want to go back if and only if they make the gold?
Nah.
Like, what are we doing, Tarek Skubal?
Screw off.
I mean, if one thing we learn from these Olympics is that when you compete for the United States, you win that gold medal, you are a legend. It is legendary. Like, yeah. I was not into the World Baseball Classic, but now that I'm seeing how the international stage is going and the opportunities that these baseball... See, that's the problem with baseball. They have no personalities, right? Go out there and be an American personality like these hockey players were, man. Go out there and live it up and enjoy. Now, he is going into free agency and all that, but still, man, this is like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Come on.
You want to be part of that. That'll be the thing. He's sitting there as an old man going, I wish I would have stayed.
Yeah, but don't worry. He's helping us out against Great Britain.
Great Britain.
We'll really need him.
Now, Great Britain, if I'm not mistaken, the last time had like uniforms that fell apart or something. Like, they had the logo was either spelled wrong or it was stuck on with masking tape
or something.
There was some Great Britain uniform fiasco at the last World Baseball Classic. So, yeah, you're right. You're going to pitch against Great Britain? That's like hockey saying they're going to go out there and play against, you know, Greenland or whatever. Somebody doesn't even have a team.
Yeah, just one word would be disappointed.
100%. And that is growing closer. NFL Combine is growing closer. As it is here, they are in Indy right now. Drills, workouts, measurements, all those things will start on Thursday. I was on After Hours last night. Chris Unicero of Character Concerns with Jay Binkley was producing. So, made sure to pick his brain, ask him some things. He said Thursday and Saturday are the days to watch if you're a Chiefs fan, watching defensive linemen and then watching running backs and wide receivers on Saturday. One word on the NFL Combine this week.
Gossip. because that's what's going to happen all week long. They're all having shrimp cocktail at St. Elmo's. They're all getting, you know, together to tell stories and to share ideas and to spread rumors. Gossip, man. All of the noise coming out of the combine is glorious. I love it.
Yeah, and we'll have people on the show from that combine. We'll have, obviously, Binkley, who's tied in. He's got reminders on his TV, his Roku, his cell phone, and his watch. Matt McMullen down there. Mitch Holt is down there as well. Nate Taylor down there, too.
Yep.
So, you know, we said soon for baseball, quickly for football. Because football, obviously, it seems like a much more planned out offseason that really kind of expedites the feelings and the thoughts to get you to the season. Because once the draft happens, everybody's like,
It is funny because, like, less than 2 weeks, the tampering period starts. Baseball's free agency begins the week after the World Series and everybody sleeps until February. NFL tampering begins next Monday the 9th or whatever it is, and everybody will be active and it will be so good, and then by Wednesday it will all be done. Like they as Dusty said, you got a window for free agency, they take advantage of it because it's on to the next. Baseball needs to do that. I mean, that gets people excited, you know? Same with the NBA, July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, let's go!
I'm going to give you guys one word before we go to break. Text line says, Tarik Skubal, more like Darren Skubal.
Take the week.
It's fantastic.
Very well done. Very, very well done. Credit where credit's due.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well played. Oh, God, that's good.
Darren Skubal. Trying to get paid, man. Trying to look out.
See, that's funny. Everybody could laugh at that. Like, even Bill's laughing at that this morning.
I'm going to give you a number called 11.5. You take the over, the under.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5. Available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
We discuss what team that represents here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
You're listening to Bob Fesco.
Out of anybody should talk, he should never grab a microphone.
And Dusty Likens.
His ass is foul of all foul.
Weekdays 6 to 10, Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. 96.5, The Fan.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.